Well, this morning we're going to talk about the Karstens 1880 Farmstead over there near Shelby, as they've got some, normally they have some events going on and things, but this year a little bit different, and we're going to talk about some of those differences. Terry Tornaton is with us here this morning. He's been a board member and currently a volunteer and I guess kind of the designated spokesperson here this morning. Terry, how are you?
Hi, Jim. I'm doing good. Thanks.
Well, very good. It's been kind of crazy, I know, with your work through the Extension Service. You've seen just about every bit of crazy that this 2020 year has brought us.
This year has tested Iowan's patience, and I think it's tested our creativity and our stick-to-itiveness as we work through some situations. And we found ways to do things, even though they weren't normal by a lot of standards. But at least in extension work, we're continuing to help people and we're continuing to do our work across the state to engage folks in issues that they're dealing with and work through things themselves. And that's the Iowa spirit coming through.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, between the COVID-19 issues that we've had to deal with and the drought conditions that we've had to work with as well, and then the most recent storm system here lately that blew through, literally, we've had some challenges that we've had to deal with this year. And the Karstens 1880 Farmsteads have been no different. You've had a lot of discussions this last year about how to handle all these things.
The twists and turns that everybody's dealing with, whether it's, you know, in a school setting or it's on a farm, those ups and downs have been with us all through this year. And that's definitely true at Karstens 1880 Farmstead near Shelby, because plans were to have the annual Farm Day show coming up here in September, as always. And then late June hit and numbers in Pottawatomie County were concerning when it came to cases of COVID-19. So the board of directors made the decision not to hold the show. And there were still some things going on at the farm, including, you know, the crops are growing. The wheat was, looking good. And all those things are needing to be worked through. And we're approaching the time of year when it's time to harvest the potatoes or dig the potatoes. And all that stuff has been in the back of everybody's mind, and the board met recently and came up with some additional plans, and glad to talk to you about them today, and hopefully these are of interest to some folks that are familiar with Farm Days and know that we will be back in 2021. That's the plan for September and 12th of 2021. So looking ahead, we've got a lot to look forward to.
You bet. Well, and the farmstead is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. It's got a lot of historic significance because it is set up to be like it was in the 1880s. But folks sometimes forget that it is a working farm as well, and with a working farm, you've got things produced that you need to move.
That's right. Harvest is going to go forward here, just like on everybody else's farms around the area. This fall, there's about probably 10 acres of wheat, and the wheat's already been shocked, and a small crew will do something with that and get the threshing machine out, and then we'll give it a go this next month. And then probably remaining 40 or 50 acres of what's crop ground out at the farm is all corn this year. And the crop was looking pretty good, and I believe the crop stood up to the wind the other day. So we did not have significant damage to the building or to the crops out there on the farm. And, you know, we count that as a blessing, I guess, going into this fall season, because so many of our friends and neighbors did have damage out in their fields and buildings around their farmsteads, and Karstens came through it okay. So we're real fortunate on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the crops didn't get hit too bad this year, despite the dry conditions. I know the potato crop, doesn't that usually need pretty good moisture?
It's kind of an interesting thing with the potatoes. Honestly, I think the years that were a little bit drier, the crop has really done better. I don't know if that's related to the weeds maybe didn't get quite as good of a start as they do in the potato patch. But the crop is good, and there were actually more potatoes. I believe there were about 400 pounds of potatoes put in the ground out there. Because, you know, Jim, we have our Kids' Day on Friday before Farm Days each year, and this is always one of the fun memories that kids leave the farm with is going out and they get to actually pick up those potatoes once our digger makes a couple of passes through the patch. And the potatoes lay there and the kids help us pick them up. And then there is a fryer, a local business person has a fryer that makes potato chips on site. So everybody gets to sample those fresh from the field of potatoes, you know. Talk about farm to fork. They're tasting the product as it comes out of the ground there during the kids' day. This year, obviously, we planted a lot of potatoes. It has been dry, and as I said, the crop usually does well when it's dry. So there are a lot of potatoes that will be out there to be harvested. And we want the community to know about that. And it's something that is special this year in that the potatoes are going to be dug the normal weekend of farm days, so the 12th and 13th. The potatoes will be available for anybody who wants to come out to the farm between 10 and 4 on Sunday the 13th of September. And that will be their chance to either pick up potatoes out of the field themselves, or there will be some potatoes that are picked up by a small group of adults and kids that work together, and there will be some available to bag up on a trailer as they usually are. Okay. So come out on the 13th of September and take advantage of fresh potatoes, stock up if you want to, and we would appreciate a donation left. There will be a box or a mailbox, I think, on the trailer where folks can leave any kind of donation they want, which will go to support the farm and farm days, as well as do maintenance on a lot of the buildings out there throughout the year.
You bet. So technically no charge, but they would ask if you would be kind enough to leave a donation, because it does cost money to operate things there at the farm.
It would be helpful to recover the cost of the 400 pounds of potatoes that were planted last spring. So
400 pounds.
That's just a sidelight. It helps the farm out, but also, you know, that's our seed money for helping start next year's crop that then hopefully in 2021 we'll plan on having, you know, about 400 kids out there again on the day before the 2022 show, the 2021 show, to be able to pick up those potatoes and learn about the farm that way. So
right.
It's a lot of fun, and this is just an alternative, I guess, to address that. We won't have our annual chicken dinner. Earlier the board of directors thought that would be able to go forward, but again, everybody's safety and health is the priority for the board, and that was the thing that led them to make the decision not to have the show. Now they've come back and they've decided that the dinner isn't possible either. So that's Sunday afternoon, the 13th of September, from 10 to 4 is your best chance to come out and drive on the place, visit with a few folks that are going to be out there helping from a physical distance from everybody, and, you know, support the farm in that way.
You bet. The annual farm days and the events that go on around that, Terry, are those typically, that's pretty much your big fundraising effort for the year?
That is typically the big fundraiser for the year. We have support far and wide, you know, a lot of folks from many different counties and lots of even states now are finding out about the show, and it's really a great time to come out and showcase Iowa farm history and see the old days in action, and that's our big weekend. There are occasional tours that schedule times to go out and take a look, but that's much, much in the back row of things compared to what Farm Days is.
You bet. Well, of course, a lot of folks look forward to that every year and coming out and participating, seeing some of the interesting things that go on, and a little blast from the past. But, you know, these kinds of treasures get squeezed, too, when we have all these other issues that go on with COVID and having to make changes or cancellations and things. You know, the long-term health of operations is always critical. So if folks are interested and would like to see something like this continue for the long term and would like to make donations, they could always do that as well, correct?
You bet. Post Office Box 302, Shelby, Iowa. If folks want to send in any kind of contribution they'd like to, that's always available. The website, karstensfarm.com, there's a lot of contact information on there as well. So anybody who won't get to come out and pick up their own potatoes this year is welcome to look us up on the website and reach out to us that way, and we would appreciate it.
Excellent. Well, a lot of folks put a lot of effort into this. I know Mel Hersey, who's a board president, has been for quite a while, and a number of other folks who've been involved in that, yourself included for a number of years, have really put a lot of effort into making that a continual piece for folks to enjoy each year. So we hope that that continues to move forward, and we get all these things cleaned up here pretty soon. Terry, thank you so much for the time.
Let's hope.
Yeah, let's go. Fingers crossed. Right. That's right. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.